Earl, I think just a few years ago you did some working with the Gibson Company, and now there's an Earl Scruggs model Gibson banjo. Tell us how that came about.
Well, let's see. I guess about 3 or 4 years ago, it started with the idea to do a Scruggs model banjo, and that's what they did. They came out with one, and it was very good. But about a year and a half or 2 years later, ago now, I guess, Greg Rich and some other people came in, and Buddy, he's a perfectionist, and not throwing off on the first banjos that they made because the sound was there, but Greg has put it back to the old pre-war style. I mean, you can't tell it, or I can't tell it, from the pre-war banjos, and I believe I've had a lot of pre-war banjos over the years, and I believe that taking the banjos that the Scruggs banjos that they're building now, just lay down a dozen of them. I believe just about every one of them will come up to what the best old pre-war banjo would come up to. I've never seen anything like it. They just don't miss a trick, and I think a whole lot of it is the perfection that goes into it, and how well they put it together. They've got the very best of metal that goes in it. They use the very best of wood. And I just don't know what they could do to improve it, and even to the inlay, it's all just like a just best that you could ever ask for.